60 seconds away from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, let's all get mad at our companies.
That's a positive way to start
the day. Why not? Well, it's the holidays where corporations all over try to do something nice for their employees, like throw mandatory Christmas parties.
Where there's
no booze and you have to take a break from work for 4 hours while your CEO gets on a microphone and brags about how much money he made this year.
Yeah, right?
And then they send you on your way with a $30 gift card to 7-Eleven.
Yay!
That's if you're lucky.
What it is, yeah.
Well, prepare to be very disappointed when I tell you about a company in Utah that actually did something awesome for their workers. A real estate company in Utah called St. John's Properties had their company holiday party, and the CEO announced that they're giving a $10 million bonus to be divided amongst its 198 employees.
Whoa!
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know the math, but they're all millionaires.
Yeah, billionaires even.
That's crazy!
Here's the thing that is, like, crazy to me is that most of these people are already probably pretty wealthy.
Yeah.
They're, like, high-end real estate people.
That's what happens, I know. They're so that's all we get?
Oh, yeah. My God, I can buy a new purse?
Yeah.
Totally.
Each employee was given a red envelope, which contained the amount of their bonus, which depended on the 10-year of years of service at the company. So the average employee is getting $50,000 each.
Oh, my God.
Wow. But that is still...
That's almost like that BOGO offer we got in our mailbox a couple years ago.
Some of them are getting six-figure bonuses, upwards of $250,000.
Can you imagine? That's crazy.
And then there's one guy who started like a week ago who got 12 bucks. You know, he's pissed.
He's like, come on, guys.
Text in 78592. What crappy, disappointing thing has your company done for you this holiday season?
Ooh.
All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shot caller last. And who'd you get?
Are you freaking kidding me?
Again?
I'm guessing that's you.
I didn't want to say anything, but I'm like, what if she gets it again?
All right. Got the shot caller again.
You need to stop picking the same piece of paper.
It's a different piece of paper. There's different writing on the outside.
This is your Christmas bonus.
There you go. All right.
Screw all of you.
While she's putting on the shot caller, Jeff, please read Brooke the shot caller question of the day.
The music streaming service Spotify just came out with their annual year in review.
Yeah.
And the number one streamed song on Spotify this past year was Señorita by Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
I like that song.
But who was the number one most streamed artist of 2019, getting 6.5 billion streams?
Hey, man. I was going to go, I mean, honestly, my first thought when you were talking songs was Lil Nas X.
Oh, yeah, Old Town Road.
Old Town Road, yeah. But huge. I don't know if he would be the most streamed artist, right?
I feel like I just saw Lizzo's Instagram recently, and she posted hers. I don't remember the number of streams, though, if it was
Dude, her whole album is so fun.
Yeah, oh, she's great.
And it's nice to finally be able to listen to a whole album again.
That's true, right?
She's great. That's
true. She had a huge year.
But
right?
I feel like it's been the last couple months has been huge for her, not necessarily the entire year.
Yeah, she only had like two singles that are...
To get the most streamed, like Camila Cabello, that song probably came out in 2018, right? Señorita, or did it come out this year?
Don't ask me.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know anything
That's
about music.
Good. That's okay.
Shawn Mendes in general... has had several singles this year on radio.
So the one I was also thinking of that I think is usually at the top of these lists that I personally can't stand is Post Malone.
Oh, I love Posty! Yeah. That's a really good answer.
Good one.
What's wrong with Post Malone?
He's everywhere.
Know. He bought a face tattoo thing.
Guy.
Like, he just feels like he's trying too hard to me.
But then he has good vibes. I understand what you mean, but then like you hear him talk and you see what he does, he doesn't seem like he cares that
he's
much.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right.
He seems genuine.
Really classy dresser.
What?
You gotta give him credit.
Yep. That's exactly what I think about Post Malone.
Suits are tacky.
Classy dresser.
What about that Billie Eilish?
Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she had a huge year.
Yeah, she did.
And the thing is with the teens, you know, they're the ones that stream the most. They just sit all the time and just listen
Those
all youngins. Day long. Those
young
whippersnappers.
They like young people. Just
they're
like
always out there streaming on their streaming devices.
The Spotify or whatever they call
it. I remember the old days when we used to have tapes. Read the question one more time.
I would listen to Britney Spears so much.
The music streaming service Spotify just came out with their annual year in review. Who was the number one most streamed artist of the year, getting 6.5 billion streams?
I like Post Malone because his new album came out this year too, okay, which was also really
but
good.
But do you remember the highest paid musician of the year was Taylor Swift? Because she had a new album too.
Yeah, but I think and she just tours. Gets paid now.
Okay, I'm going to go... I like Billie Eilish. I'm going to go Post Malone.
Good answer.
Spotify came out with their annual year in review. You had to tell me the number one most streamed artist of the year, and you're guessing it's Post Malone. Turns out this artist had another breakout year with two of their songs making it to number one on the Billboard Hot 100. That's why their songs were played 6.5 million times on Spotify. I'm talking about none other than hip-hop artist Austin Richard Post.
Post Malone!
A.K.A. Post Malone.
You got it right.
Suck it, Jeffrey.
Nice,
and that means Jeff gets shocked, so pass the shot caller over to him. And you can sing Circles by Post Malone. How about that?
Oh, that works.
Thanks, sorry Jeffrey. To offend you, Brooke, with this song.
Well, I have so much practice right now.
Okay.
Jeff's struggling to get the shot going.
It's really tight.
Go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Because Brooke's had it. When I have it, it's loose.
Seasons change and I love when cold. Feed the flame cause we can't let it go. Run away, but we're running in circles. Run away, run away, run away.
You didn't sell that last runaway line very good. To know the shock was coming there.
I was nervous. I felt it coming.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.